Church is too emotional. You churches, you Christians are emotional. And you know, and I thought, emotional? What do you mean about emotional? You being emotional at the moment by what you're telling me. Do you know there's different kinds of emotion? There's different kinds of emotion. There's, you can be happy. Anybody here think happiness is an emotion? How many of you have never been happy? I feel sorry for you. Right? I'm going to open now in prayer, but I just want to say something. You know that it's important to be emotional? When you love somebody and you say, I love you, it's emotional. When you get angry with somebody, it's emotion. Isn't that right? You get depressed, it's emotion. There's different kinds of feelings of emotion. When you're happy and joyful, it's emotion. You know, every single person in this place has emotion. So don't come and try and tell me that when you come to church, you're coming to a funeral. When you come to church, you should be the happiest people in the world. You should be able to express yourself. You're supposed to be happy. You can turn around, actually turn around and smile at somebody quickly. And if you feel like hugging them, give them a hug and see how good they feel about it. Hey, Gary. Yeah, emotion, eh? When the band sings, there's emotion. You're going to watch them today. There's going to be emotion. Right. Even Louis, believe it or not, he can be emotional. Eh? Yeah. We're going to have a great time today in the Lord. So let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that we can get together like this with a joy in our hearts, knowing that we serve a living God. We serve the God of gods, the Lord of lords. And Lord, today we come to you with a heart full of praise that we know that we belong to the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and that we have within us eternal life, and Lord, that we will live forever with you. And Lord, we should be joyful and we should express our joy to you. And Lord, we are come here today to worship you. We've come here today to praise you. So Father, we just pray that you'll meet with each and every person. Let us forget all those things out there that have upset us and hurt us, and let us come into your presence with thanksgiving and joy in our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand, and we're going to just, you can sit down, you can sit down. We're going to do something a little bit differently today. I'm going to ask my darling wife to come up and do the announcements.
Hello.
I love you, my darling.
I love you. Yeah, he is good like that, Rowena. He tells me often. So, is everybody welcome this morning? Good. It's good to be in the house of the Lord together with family. Amen. And we are missing a few people of family today. So have a look around, and who you know is missing, give them a phone call in the week and say, we missed you, man. Why weren't you at church on Sunday? I wanted to be blessed by you today. Okay. So, have we got any new visitors with us today? If we have, please raise your hand. Wonderful. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And welcome. What are your names? Steve? Grove. Cronier. What? Okay, there's a new gentleman over there. He's got a nice smiley face and gray hair. He's like a silver fox. And then we have a new gentleman over here, and your name is? Tristan. Welcome, Tristan. Welcome, Steve. You are entitled to a free cappuccino up in the small hall or straight after the service. Please go up there, get your free cappuccino, and then we can have a chat. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. we're going to take up the tithes and offerings now. Whoever's going to do that, can you just come up? Tithes to my right, offerings to the left, please. New visitors, we don't expect you to feel obligated to make a contribution. But family, If you have something that you would like to make contribution with, you can bring it to the front. Amen. And while we're doing the tithes and offerings, just to let the mommies and everybody know about the mother's room at the back. Are we taking up a second one? No. Oh, I didn't see that. Okay. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. God is good. All the time. Amen. And all the time? God is good. Amen. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Morning, Carol. Looking very flowery. Okay, can we just pray over the offering? Father, we just thank you for seeds that have been sown into your kingdom today, oh Father. We thank you for wisdom in helping these seeds to grow, Lord, for the furtherance of your kingdom. I thank you, Lord, that you bless each and every person that has contributed, Lord, who has given into your work today. We pray Jehovah Jireh and the promises of Jehovah Jireh and El Shaddai over each and every person today, Lord. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Testimony box for the women for women. Ladies, we need your testimonies. So please write it down on a piece of paper and stick it in the box so we can have a read and then see who we are going to call upon. It's not intimidating. Promise you, it's not. We would like all the leaders of the hosting teams, please, who are here today, just to meet with us over here at the end of the service, if you possibly can. And we are going to go through the rollout. Amen. So we're going to start with Impact, which is on Wednesday evenings at 6:15. We have prayer meeting, which is very powerful. You shouldn't be missing the prayer meeting. And then we have a meal, which is always delicious. You shouldn't miss that either. And then we have a wonderful teaching on to know Christ. And it's been very hands-on, very practical meetings. But they have been wonderful. We've gotten some people out of their little box, and I know they have been blessed. They're not here today, who I wanted to pick on, so they're very lucky. But I must ask you, everybody is welcome to come on Wednesday. And if on the spur of the moment you do want to come, you are welcome. But we would prefer you to just to let the office know by 10 o'clock on Tuesdays so Myrna knows exactly how many to cook for. Okay, so. And also, when we have our teas and coffees on a Sunday morning, please make sure that your cups are back in the hall there or on the counter by 9:15, and then it gives the hosting team time to get the dishwasher packed and be in time for the service. Okay, thank you. We need to... Everybody has a personal invitation. If not, they're on their desks over there. You are welcome to take one, please, and hand it out to someone that you know would be blessed by coming to this church and that we would be blessed to have. Amen. And then we have an apostolic input by Manny and Dawn Pereira on the 25th of February. But on the Saturday before that, we're having a leaders bring in braai at Mark and Nikki's house on the 24th at 2 p.m. So it's bring your meat and salads to share and some cool drink. Amen. And then we're having a wonderful, wonderful weekend away. Yay. We're camping. Hello, Ryan. Welcome. Nice to see you, Ryan. Yeah. Pardon? Okay. We're going camping. So those that love camping, get your name down on the the board at the front, but I'm going to ask Bradley just to come up and explain exactly what we do when we camp. We take our doom and our mosquito spray.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You see, I nearly didn't get the mic from Eve. And there's a reason why I nearly didn't get the mic from Eve, because she was testing out some stretches with Franco in the week with regards to going camping. And I believe Franco had to buy a trailer to put the bed on the back. But she is going. So, ladies, like I've said before, no excuses. You guys need to be there. Put your names down. I'd like to see myself, my dad, and Robbie. Just want to see some guys after the service. Those of you that would need lifts or need camping equipment, we'll try and help where we can. But meet us afterwards, and let's make arrangements to do that. Please also note that, you know what, if you're not there, you are going to miss out. And believe you me, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a time to relax, a time to have fun. And also, you know, you're going to build relationships on that camp that you won't build anywhere else. So be there or be square or, you know what, come and see Eve camp.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad. Okay, and then we have a Business Connect on the 16th of March. That will be a Friday, and it will start, I think, at 6 o'clock in the morning. I think that's what it is. And then we have a poiki competition coming up on the 24th of March. So all you guys can actually practice your poikis at the family camp, because there will be a competition on the 24th, and there'll be some good prizes to win. So it's practice at the family camp, come to the poiki competition. Amen. Wonderful. We just want to wish somebody, some special lady, a very happy birthday. Kim. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. Amen. I think I'm done. Okay. I'm handing over to my darling husband.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. So now, what we're going to do today is we're actually going to have a day. Our day is going to be filled with worship. The worship group are going to be up there all the time, and we are going to worship God. This is what God wants. You know, when God called Israel out of Egypt, and Moses went to Pharaoh, the message to Pharaoh was, set my people free that they may worship me. The Bible says that, and I'm going to quote it just now again, that God seeks those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, you can worship God, words that mean absolutely nothing. You just stand there and you're looking at the words and your mind's somewhere else. But you can worship God in spirit and in truth. Jesus said in John 4 that the time has come and is now when the true worshiper, are you a true worshiper? If you're not, today you'll start becoming a true worshiper. The Bible says the time has come and is now when the true worshiper will worship God in spirit and in truth. Right? So what God wants is he wants you to worship him in spirit and in truth. He doesn't just want words. He wants your heart. You know? So, to worship God today, I would like you to reach out to him with all your heart. And I'm just ministering a little bit before we go into worship, because I'm going to be ministering all along as we're going through worship. I'm going to be ministering to you. So, what happens is, you know, Israel and the songs that we're going to be singing are going to be a lot about water, because the Holy Spirit's like water. Jesus said in John 7, verse 37 and 38, out of your innermost being shall flow forth rivers of living water. Now, there, once you've accepted Jesus into your heart, the reality of Jesus and the peace of God and the power of God is felt on your innermost being. You know, who can say that's what they feel? In your innermost being, you sense the presence of God. Right? So what happens is that Moses sees people have a need for water, and they're grumbling and they're complaining, you know. And Moses then says, you bunch of grumblers and complainers, do you want God to provide you water out of the rock? Now, some of us are like a rock, you know? Some people are like so heavy and dry and everything. But now, not only that, is they're in the desert. Now, I just want to try and bring something out to you, which is very important, that they're in a desert place, they're in a dry place. And now you may be feeling like, it's been such a long time since I've experienced God's presence. Maybe I've never experienced God's presence, but I'm in a dry place and I'm really reaching out. I need something from God today. This is why you're here, am I right? You've come to receive something from God today, but you need to do something as well. So what Moses does is, he says, because the people, they came out of Egypt to worship God and they started complaining. So he's upset with them too. So he strikes this rock and the water starts gushing out of this rock. And now there's about 6,000 Jews, plus they've got their cattle and they've got they've got all their animals and everything. And everybody needs to drink water and they're in the desert. Now this rock starts providing the water. You know, and something that I didn't know was, and we read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, is that, you know, that the Bible says, Paul actually says, and the water, the rock that was gushing out this water, as they were going through the desert, the rock followed them. Yeah, can you believe that? This big rock following them and this water gushing out. So whenever they needed water to drink, they could go and drink water coming out of a rock. A rock, you know, God can make anything happen, you know, if you feel totally dry and you feel like a dry old rock, you know, God can cause water to flow out of you, but, you know, you just got to start worshiping Him. So, you know, the Bible says God seeks those who worship Him. So, we're going to go into a time of worship now, Gary, and we're going to just start praising Him with all our heart, and then in between, I'm going to be sharing some word with you, and let's all stand. And if you feel you're standing too long and you're not comfortable, sit. But worship God. If you feel like kneeling, kneel and worship God. Amen. If you want to come to the front and worship God, come to the front and worship God. But be free in the Lord tonight, today. And let's just worship Him with all our hearts. Are you going to do that? Amen.
Love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain from beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing on hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Oh, your love is surprising. I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain from beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Come on, church. Hallelujah. 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 Your love makes me sing. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Your love makes me sing. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Your love makes me sing. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Your love makes me sing. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Your love makes me sing. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, your love makes me sing.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see the beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of life spent with you. 'Cause here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created. All full of sin became poor. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you are my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
While we're singing this song and you're thinking about the words, and we carry on doing singing it now, but just think about, have you ever thought how much it cost for Jesus to lay his life down for you? Have you ever thought how much and how much of a price he paid with his life? And not only that, but the suffering by taking all your sin and all your sickness and all your shame and being judged on your behalf. You can really say, you're altogether lovely, you're altogether holy, you're altogether wonderful to me. You can really say that out of your heart as you sing this song today. Let's carry on worshiping Him.
And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. Oh, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Just listen to this word, and then we'll carry on worshiping.
This morning I saw athletes crouching and ready for the start of a race. I was reminded that at this moment it was too late to worry about incomplete training and readiness. And I believe our Lord is saying, are you ready for my return? Will I find faith on the earth? Have you closed all the doors that would hold you back? Do you have oil in your lamps? Or are you waiting for another day when you will feel more inclined? Have you followed through on your spiritual fitness program? Will you be gathered as His elect from the corners of the earth? Have you closed the doors of anger, resentment, and hatred, and live at peace with all men? Is unforgiveness still seething in the depths of your soul? Are the doors of pornography and addiction still ajar? Keep watch and be in readiness. No one knows about the day or hour when your Lord will come. Those who are ready will go into the wedding feast, and the door will be shut. 'Tis my desire that none will be left behind.
Thank you, Sally.
All who thirsty, all who are weak, just to come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy.
as the deep cries out too deep. We sing, come Lord Jesus, come. Come Lord Jesus, come. Come Lord Jesus, come. Though who were thirsty, though who are we, just to come to the fountain. Your heart in the stream of life, let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy. As the deep cries out too deep, we sing, come Lord Jesus, come.
Today, if you're thirsty, if you're hungry, if you're reaching out to God, you've got to reach out with all your heart. And He says, if you're hungry, if you're thirsty, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest, Jesus says. Today, you must reach out to Him. When you reach out to Him, you're going to sense the presence and the power of God. Be emotional towards God today. You know, when you speak to someone and that you love, you're emotional. You tell them with your heart, I love you. Just reach out to Jesus today. And as you come to Him and as we sing this song, just reach out to Him and say, come, Lord Jesus. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. I'm opening up to you, Lord. Lord, I want to give you all my pain. I want to give you all my suffering. I want to give you all those problems, oh God, that have been overwhelming me. I want to come to you with all my heart, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Hallelujah.
Deep cries out to deep. We sing, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come. Lift your church.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come.
Voices all together.
Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit. Oh, who thirsty?
Of my soul, pour in me to overflow.
Reach out to Jesus this morning and let Him touch the most inner parts of your heart. Open your heart up to Him. Open your arms. Just raise your hands to Him and let's praise Him and glorify Him. Hallelujah.
It's overflow. Spirit, come and fill this place, and let your glory now invade. Spirit, come.
Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Blow over us now. I ask that as you'd blow, that you'd fill every empty space, that you'd touch every empty heart, Lord. Spirit of the living God, as you'd blow through this place, that you'd restore and that you'd make new, that you'd revive and that you'd lift up. Father, that you'd strengthen. I have a scripture for our older generation. You know, maybe you feel left out. And maybe you feel that the Lord has passed you by and God's raising up a younger and a new generation. But I want to say to our older generation in the church here today, God is with you and He wants to use you.
Yes.
The uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Be long-lived, stately, upright, useful and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable and incorruptible. planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap, of spiritual vitality, and rich in the venture of trust, love, and contentment. They are living memorials to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Amen.
I want to say to the older generation this truth, the Lord has not passed you by. God has not left you. Stand up and let the Lord use you. The wisdom, all that insight that you have, impart that into the younger generation that is seeking God in this time. Thank you, Jesus. While we're in worship, I had the shackle that was shackled to my arm. It was almost like a handcuff. And I saw that link just broke. And I feel there's somebody here that you've entered into a deal, that you've entered into something that you know was not right. That's just what I feel. And the Lord is releasing you of that today. God is going to break that thing over your life today, where that thing has held you back and you haven't had the freedom to follow Jesus. I saw that link break, and I feel that Jesus is breaking that thing today. I don't know who you are, but Jesus has set you free.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Freedom, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I saw these seeds, and the seeds were dormant. And I believe it's for some of you sitting here today that you've been dormant in your walk with God. The promises, all those words of encouragement, the things that the Lord has given you, they've laid dormant in your life. And as you began to worship Jesus this morning, I just saw the cloud of his glory. It just became, and it started to rest on that seed. And as it was resting on that seed, it was bringing life to it. I saw life started to spring forth. I saw there was growth in that thing. Where you were dormant, God is raising up, and God is reviving, and he's restoring that promise in your life. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Just partly in confirmation with what Ivan's just said, I've just been impressed to say this, that kings and kingdoms will pass away, but my kingdom will remain forever. And where is my kingdom? My kingdom is within you. And I have given you the keys of the kingdom to bind and to loose, to open and to close. It is up to you to open and to close, to bind and to loose those things that you do want in your life and those things that you don't want in your life. Jesus says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Unlock the kingdom within you for that righteousness, for that peace, for that joy, for that fullness of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. What we're going to do, you can be seated just for a while. And we're going to carry on worshiping in a while. I've just got some word that I want to bring. And then we're going to carry on worshiping God. This service has been directed as a worship service. It's a service wherein you are taking part. You are the one that's actually making the service happen today. And I just want to say, you know, that as the word has just gone out, you know, the older people here, you know, young people, don't despise older people, because they got wisdom and you need them. And if you can go to them and talk to them, you'll find that you'll get a wellspring of life coming out of them as they share with you that which they have to give you. And then another thing I just want to share on what the Lord's been speaking now is this, that, you know, that Paul and Silas were in prison. They'd been doing good. They'd been working for God. They'd been tied up in stocks. They were tied up with stocks. And while they were in prison, their backs were whipped open because of the good that they'd done by the Roman people. And what happened was that they were in prison, but you don't hear that they were grumbling in prison. They weren't complaining that they'd just done so well and they've done so much good for God, and they hadn't been appreciated by God allowing this to happen to them. They didn't do that, you know. And I just want to say to people in the church, those that are working hard for God, bless you. Don't worry about recognition of man. And what happens is there that Paul and Silas at midnight, they decide to start worshiping. What we're doing right now, they decide to start worshiping God. In the pain and the agony that they have, they start worshiping and singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And God seeks those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. And what happened? There was an earthquake. The place shook in which they were. Not only did the place shake in which they were, but the stocks fell off their hands and feet. They were set free. The prison doors flew open. And the jailer, the watchman, wanted to kill himself. And they said, no, don't do that, you know. We're free. We're free. Christ has made us free. And then the man gave his heart to the Lord. And you may feel like you're bound today. You may feel like life is weighing so heavy on you. You may feel like so much has gone wrong in your life up to now. You may even have been a leader in church and you've come here today and God has a special appointment with you. And He is saying to you, I never left you. All you have to do is fall back in where God has called you. And you know what? God wants to bless you today. You may have had disappointments in your family life, in your home, in your marriage with your children. You may have had disappointments in your health. You may have had disappointments in many ways in your business. But I just want to say to you today, just start praising God. In your daily lifestyle, and yeah, in church right now, let it be a breakthrough day today. Start praising God, and those things are going to fall off you. This is scriptural. I can give you a number of others, but I want to relay something that I just felt in my heart. I want to read the scripture to you because I feel, you know, many of us are in the position of the prodigal son. And I just want to read the story of the prodigal son to you. Everybody knows it, you know, and I want you to just look at the whole emotional thing in here, and I want you to look at your own life, and I want you to just to see that God really cares for you. And he said there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, give me the share of my property that is coming to me. You know, God is he's made you a free moral agent. You can do with your life what you like. You can make out of your life whatever you want to try and make out of your life with God, but it's not going to succeed without God. And he thinks now he can go and do his own thing and live his own way and live his own life without his father. And he says, give to me what belongs to me. And the father divided his property between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and took a journey into a far country. Yes, God's speaking to you. And there he squandered all his property in reckless living. Now, maybe you've wandered away from God and you squandered everything. You've squandered your money, you've squandered your morality, you've squandered your life, and you've squandered everything, and now you are in a different position, right? And this is speaking to each and every one of us. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in the country, and he began to be in need. You know, maybe you'd come to a place where you'd lived, and you'd thought you were really up and above, right on the top of the cloud, and just seemed to be going well for you with everybody, with all your friends and so on. But now all of a sudden there's a drought in your life. Now all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're feeling, now God, where are you? You know, I'm in this terrible position at the moment and I really don't know how to get out of it. I don't know where to turn. So he went and he found a job and he hired himself out to one of the citizens of the country he was in, who sent him into the fields to feed the pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. He was in a terrible place. He was hungry, he was thirsty, he was dry. And when he came to himself, he's sitting in this terrible position, and you may be sitting in this terrible position today. Maybe you're just dry spiritually, but maybe your whole life has been made a shambles because you run away from God. There comes a time in everyone's life when you can come to yourself, when you can wake up in actual fact, where you can say in honesty towards yourself and to God, I've had enough of this. I've had enough. I've had enough. I've had that in my life. I've just had enough of the devil coming up against me, and trying to destroy everything in my path. And I've already, and I cried out to God, I've had enough. Today it's up to you to cry out to God. I can't cry out to God for you. You cry out to God. Today God speaks to your heart. Today you can hear the voice of God. Either you hear the voice of God or you're not hearing the voice of God. If you're not hearing the voice of God, well, don't worry about it. But if you're hearing the voice of God speak to you today, I think you need to jump up and say, God, I'm coming back. And when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I'm perishing here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, now he's deciding how he's going to approach his father. Have you ever felt like so inadequate, so unworthy going back to God and saying, God, you know, I failed you so badly, I can't even face you. God, I feel so worthless before you because I've made such an idiot of myself before you, and I don't even know whether you want to take me back. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son, but treat me as a hired servant. I just want you to see this whole thing play out before your very eyes right now. And he arose and he came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. Emotion comes into me. And felt compassion. And ran towards his son to embrace him, to kiss him, to welcome him home. And his son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. You may feel that way. But the Father, who is God, and he's like this, this is God. But the Father said to his servant, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him. You come back to God, that's what he's going to do. Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fatted calf and kill it. And let us celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found. And they began to celebrate. And they began to celebrate. Jesus has come to me. And I will not turn you away. Today, we're having a worship service. Worship says to me, I must embrace God. That's what worship's all about. It's embracing. It's kissing God. Kissing your Father. Worshipping Him out of the innermost portals of your heart. And as you do that, and as you come to Him, and as you can recognize your fallibility, He's not going to say to you, I'm not going to worry about you. You have failed me far too often, and you can just go back to where you came from. There's no way that God is going to do that with you. God is reaching out to you today. And I can sense the compassion of God saying to you, come to me today. Come to me, I want to embrace you. I want to love you. I want to open the doors of provision for you. I want to heal you today. Hallelujah. God is calling you. Come. So let's come and worship the God, Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to go into time of worship again now. And I may say something else just now. But let's get into time of worship now. And it's up to you. You can sit there. You don't have to stand. Nobody expects you to stand. You don't even have to close your eyes. You can watch and pray. But worship God. Just get alone with God there where you are right now. And meet with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's worship. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Soos'n wild bok wat smag, na water smag my siel, na U, o Heer. Nie alleen is my hart, verlange en ek bring, aan U die Heer. En nie alleen is my krag en skuld, aan U alleen wy ek nou myself. En U alleen is my hart, verlange en ek bring aan U.
Or silver only You can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield.
Refresh my heart, Lord. Renew my love. Pour Your Spirit into my soul. And refresh my heart. You set me apart, Lord, to make me new. By Your Spirit, lift me up, Lord, and refresh my heart. And I will worship You, Lord,
Worship Him with all your heart right now.
And I will follow You, Lord. Refresh my heart.
He will refresh your heart right now.
And I will worship You, Lord, with all of my heart. Refresh my heart, Lord. Renew my love. Pour Your Spirit into my soul. Refresh my heart. You set me apart, Lord, to make me new. By Your Spirit, lift me up, Lord, and refresh my heart. And I will worship You, Lord, with all of my heart. And I will follow You, Lord. Refresh my heart. And I will worship You, Lord, with all of my heart, and I will follow You, Lord. Refresh my heart. Chorus.
The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender green pastures, and He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with Him. Not for my earning it, but for His sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil. For You are with me, Your rod to protect, Your staff to guide, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and in His presence shall be my dwelling place. Thank You, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Thanks, Ivan. You may be seated. I just want to say that I've heard a lot of Christians say that serving God's not a ticket to blessing and provision. I tend to differ. I tend to differ. I've seen God in my own life move miraculously because I serve Him. I've seen God where I should have been totally washed out because of thieves in the world that have tried to rob me and steal from me. And God allowed it. But then God allowed it to prove to me how great and wonderful He is, that He can abundantly bless me supernaturally over that again. And quickly, I want to tell you something, friends. I just want to say to you, serving God is seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Not, God, you don't fit in here. You know, God, you know, this part of my life, this room, you don't come into. God, I surrender all. Unto Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. And He says, and He sets a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want to say to you today that the prodigal son, this example of the prodigal son is, he left his father. He abandoned his father. He abandoned his household. He went to live on his own. He thought, I can do it by myself. I've got everything I need. Maybe you've done that. Maybe you've never invited God into your life and you thought, I can live without God. I want to tell you something, friend. Stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself. You know God is real. You know there is a God. Don't try and say you're an atheist and try and walk around with this kind of thing that you think people look at you and think, oh, he's an atheist. Oh, he's a great oak. Oh, he's a stupid oak. I want to tell you something. The greatest thing that could ever happen in my life, and many people here that would say amen, is Jesus Christ in their life. Today is your day. You've run away from God, but you're not going to run no more. You've wandered away from God, like, you know, like a sheep. He forgets about the fold and he goes and he... You've wandered away from God, unknowingly you've wandered away from God. And now you look back and you're so far away from God. I'm inviting you to come back to God today. I'm inviting you to say, God, I've never accepted you, but today I'm going to accept you. I'm inviting you to say, God, I've made a total blunder of my life. And I'm not going to be too proud to humble myself before you today and say, Jesus, I'm coming home. Let's just pray. Close your eyes. Dear Lord Jesus, your word has gone out this morning and the praises came out of the people, the hearts of people. The musicians led so beautifully. And Lord, I just want to thank you for your presence that has been, yeah, more than anything else. We desired your presence and your presence has been here and still here. And Lord, I just want to ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to move upon this congregation right now. And Lord, bring about the sincerity of every heart. Lord, that no one will fool themselves or try and fool others around them or try and fool you. But Lord God, that they will realize this, the condition of their heart right now. And Lord God, that you will touch their heart and say, come to me, my child. So Jesus is calling you. You know who you are. You know who you are right now. And I want to say to you, if you hear Jesus calling you and you want to come back to God, or you want to come to God, or you've just wandered off the path and you want to come back, I want you just to raise your hand as saying, yes, Lord, thank you for those hands. Thank you. Yeah, the hands are going up just all over the hands. Don't be afraid to put up your hand. Just put up your hand. Put up your hand. God's dealing with you. You know what? God's dealing with you. Not Franco, not Church on the Way. God is dealing with you right now. Put up your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Shabunga la barabaka siketa la baka shendala aka. Rubuka shalama kayante la lama serama naturama. Salama kite le mene asakyata shamana. Habuna marabarabasanda la masheka nanana hambanda. My life is available for you, and I desire so much to live in your heart. I desire so much to live through you. I desire so much to express myself through you, my children. Just open your heart up to me, and I will come and feast with you, and you with me. Hallelujah. I want those, because you've made a positive decision today, those that had put up your hands, I'm not going to call you to the front. I just want you to stand where you are, and I'm going to pray for you right now. Would you like to just stand, please? And then out of those that are standing, if you've never made a commitment to say, Jesus, I want to be your child and I want to follow you, I want to make you the Lord of my life. You've never made that decision in your life. I want you, only you, if you're that person, to come forward, because I personally want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Father, I just want to thank and praise you for these people that have decided today, Lord, I'm coming home. Lord, I'm coming home. And Lord, I see you opening your arms to them right now as they're coming back to you and saying, my child, come. And you throw your arms around them, you hug them and you kiss them, and you put a robe on them, and you put a ring on their finger, and you give them a fatted calf as a feast, Lord. You are joyed and overwhelmed by the thing, the decision that they have made now to come back to you. Realize that God is so overwhelmed with the fact that you have decided to do this today. It's not just today. Today is the beginning of a walk with God like you've never walked before. You've done it in the past and you're doing it again, but this time it's forever. You will never turn around again, and you will never walk away from God again, and you'll never think that you can do it by yourself again. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God a hand. Give yourself a hand. Give God a praise. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah. Let's stand and give Him a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Him. He alone is worthy. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to say thank you to the musicians today. Thank you. You guys did a good job. Thanks, Robbie. Even though you were caught unawares, you beat those drums right. Hallelujah. So let's just pray and go and have a beautiful, blessed, prosperous, victorious week. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What did you want? Oh, yes. Don't forget. Don't run away. Go and have a coffee with somebody. Before you leave, greet somebody and say, hello, my name is Franco. Nice to meet you if you don't know them. Amen. So praise God. Let's close in a word of prayer. Gary, close in a word of prayer for us there, bro. Please.
Yes, sir. Can I sing it?
Catch you off hand, bro. Hallelujah.
You going to sing a last song? Oh, you want me to close in prayer? All right, let's bow our heads. Father, we lift your name on high. And we thank you for all that we have in life, and we take a moment to just express graciousness and gratefulness for everything that it is that we have, and we forget the things that we have not because we have you. Lord, we thank you that you liberate our hearts and our souls, and you set us free from anything that this world might hold, and may even perceive to keep us down, Lord. And as we go into this week, Father, we just pray that you guide us and you lead us, and you bless us, Father, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.